wasn't going to read it, but I feel like I ought to read the verse of Scripture today. It's a familiar Scripture. It's John 10:10. There's a great contrast in this particular verse. And you say, well, I figured you'd preach from on the birth of Christ. And, of course, we've been preaching about His birth and about Him coming to this world. And I'm not going to preach the message today unless the Lord just presses upon my heart to do so. But I was thinking about here out of John 10:10. I want you to notice the great contrast here in this particular verse. And everybody's familiar with the Dr. Seuss story, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Everybody's familiar with that. Well, that's kind of what Satan's tried to do with the season that we now celebrate. He's tried to steal that away. He's tried to mask it and steal it away and rob it away. And that's never particularly been one of my fondest something I've really enjoyed as far as watching or anything, but I've seen it and I've read the book. Of course, most kids have. Most of the kids would be familiar with it. But How the Grinch Stole Christmas and how he come in and took everything away, but yet in the hearts of the people, certainly there was more than just what was on the surface, more than just the gifts and all that were there. That's what Satan has tried to do, certainly in this day and hour in which we live. But for those that are saved today, we don't need to let him do that. We don't have to let him do that. But we see the contrast in the verse today in John 10:10. The Bible says, the thief cometh not. But notice what he says, and many of you have testified of how that you've been fighting Satan. And, of course, he's going to fight. That's his job. He's going to do everything he can to discourage you. He's going to do everything he can to you today to keep you out of church. He's going to try to do everything he can to sidetrack you. That doesn't mean you have to give in to him. And I don't have to give in to him. But notice what he says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But then notice the great contrast in the verse. Jesus himself speaking, he says, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm glad he came to not only give me life, but I'm glad he came to give me abundant life. And don't let Satan, don't let the world, don't let what's going on around us in these days. I mean, we get busy, we have all the things going on, and if we're not careful, we lose sight. We let the Grinch steal Christmas. Let's not do that. Let's absolutely honor him and glorify him with our hearts and our lives. You know, the thing that he wants to steal today, as I thought of, he wants to try to steal away the miracle of his birth. The miracle of the birth of Christ today. What a miracle that Jesus would come to this low land of sin and sorrow and be born there in the lowliest of conditions just so that he could be our Savior today. Don't let him steal the miracle of his birth. Don't let him steal today the message of his birth. The message of his birth. A son was given, a Savior was born, and salvation today is there for all that will receive him. And what a great thought. Don't let the Grinch steal Christmas. Don't let him steal the miracle of his birth. Don't let him steal the message of his birth. Don't let him steal the meaning of his birth. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Well, why did he come, preacher? Why did he come? Because he loved us. He loved us. And not only did he love us, I thought of John 3:16, but I thought of 2 Peter 3:9, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Friend, you don't have to die and go to hell. Friend, you don't have to die without God today. You don't have to be separated from him. Because he was willing to come and be born and willing to die, salvation is readily available. So today, let's not let him rob us of the miracle of his birth and of the message of his birth and then of the meaning of his birth. But then also of the marvelous truth of the Good Shepherd. He says he's come to give life and give it more abundantly. That means we can enjoy it. We ought to be the happiest people in all the world today, church. We ought to be the happiest people in all the world. Because he not only came to give us life, but he came to give us abundant life. Are you enjoying that abundant life today? Or have you let the Grinch come by and steal some things from you this morning? You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to give in to him. Look to Jesus today. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And he wants you to have abundant life. He wants you to enjoy the Christian life. But so many today, because that they're not willing to submit and surrender themselves to him, They actually seem to be living miserable instead of living the victorious, abundant life. I'm glad he has abundant life for those that will trust him today. Don't let the Grinch rob you. Don't let him steal, kill, and destroy you, your testimony, and your influence. God's been too good to us. Let's stand to our feet all over the building this morning. Father, we do love you. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for this time that we've been able to gather together in your house with your people. And Lord, it's been a different service, an unusual service, and I thank you for that today. Lord, has already been testified of this morning. Lord, we don't just have a particular pattern that we go by. We want to allow you, the Holy Spirit, to work in every heart and every life. And Lord, this is your church. This is your service. We've come to honor and glorify you and to be used of you today to be a blessing and a help. And Lord, to point others to you. And Lord, I thank you for the good singing today and those that's already used the altar. And I thank you for the wonderful testimonies. And Lord, for these families that, Lord, that you have allowed to come together today to be in the house of God. Lord, we ought not to take that for granted. But Lord, we let so many other things flood our hearts and our minds that, Father, we take for granted the very blessings that you have bestowed upon us this day. We allow the old Grinch, old Satan himself, to steal, to kill, and destroy when you've come to give us abundant life. I pray that as we continue to celebrate your wonderful birth and all the things that we do, I pray, don't let us allow the things of this world and the Grinches of this world to rob us of the great blessings of this wonderful season as we celebrate the miracle of your birth, the message that comes from your birth, the meaning of your birth, and the marvelous truths through the Word of God, that we can know that we've passed from death into life because we have received the Son of God that gave himself for us. Help us to live that abundant life. Help us to celebrate and worship and honor you in all that we do. And then, Father, again, if there's one here that's never trusted you as their Savior, they can't say with all their heart that there's peace there, I pray before they leave this building today that they'd submit and surrender themselves to you, call upon you. I'm glad you're ready, available, and ready to save. We love you. Thank you again for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. In Christ's name we do pray. All God's people said. Every head bowed, every eye closed for just another moment as we close the service this morning. Maybe there is somebody else here. You say, preacher, you done give altar call one time. I know I have, but I'm going to give it one more time. Give you one more opportunity today. The thief's come to kill, to steal, to kill, and destroy. And he'll do that very thing today, friend, if you allow him to. But Jesus said he come to give life. And he come to give it more abundantly. Just for a moment, in the stillness of this service, do you need to come? Don't let the Grinch steal what God wants to do in your heart today. Do you need to come? Do you need to come? He's speaking to you. He's knocking at your heart's door. He's leaving it up to you. Will you come? Will you come right now? Give you just another moment. Greatest gift's ever been given. And you can have it. All you got to do is receive it. Would you come? All right. We love you. We thank God for you. Be going over to the fellowship hall right after we leave the sanctuary this morning. Want you to go and eat with us today. Want to make sure that all of you, again, we have the treat bags out there. Want to make sure everybody gets a treat bag today. If the deacons will go ahead and make their way back there, some of the wives, the deacons and their wives, to help hand out the treat bags. I'm not dismissed yet, so don't everybody get antsy. We've got food over our waiting on you, so you don't have to worry, you need to be that quick. Remember, play practice right after we get done eating today. Play practice on Wednesday night, service next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock.